75% of Americans believe in UFOs. 30% of Americans believe UFOs are vehicles from other worlds. And 3% of Americans believe they have been abducted by aliens. That's over 8 million people. They're out there, aren't they?
Welcome to the UFO Files Show with your host, Jerry Pippin.
Well, hello everyone. Welcome to the UFO Files. This is Jerry Pippin in Oklahoma, and we have Larry Dickin, of course, in Secaucus, New Jersey. And Larry, you've been getting a little rain, I think.
We had a lot of rain up here this past week, Jerry. I mean, two or three inches.
Yeah, it's been pretty cool here, too. You know, last week we were talking on the Filer's Report about that report from Jim Hickman out in Elk City and how we just missed the whole thing. Roberta and myself coming back from Roswell stopped to see a friend there, and I think Jim said it was, if I remember correctly, a green light in the sky about 9 o'clock in the evening.
Right, that's what the report was. And isn't that unfortunate, Jerry? You know, you keep telling me, when am I going to actually see a UFO? And Roberta was wishing for one. She got her wish, but
yeah,
she said.
She said this would be. This is a quote almost verbatim. She said, "I sure wish I could see a UFO. I think tonight would be a good night to see a UFO." And that was about 9:10. We went into the Holiday Inn to have something to eat before they closed at the restaurant and missed the whole thing. I don't know if anything's developed on that or not. I know that Jim Hickman talked to me in Roswell, and he had an interesting report, and I know he has some follow-up on that. So why don't we just try to get in fact, Jim's on the line now from Elk City. Jim, how are you?
Great. How are you doing tonight, Chick?
Hello, Jim. Good to hear from you.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
First of all, I don't guess you have any more reports on that green light in the sky. That reminds me of those old UFO sightings from the 50s and 60s.
It actually does. No other reports other than the single person who reported down the town here, down near Willow. And we do have a photo that's taken, and the photo's rather interesting. It does show a yellowish-green object. We've sent that to our photo interpreter, Dr. Jeff McAfee, and he's looking at it. Right now, we're kind of up in the air on the whole case because we really don't have much information other than just the witness's statement and that photo.
Well, we'll look forward to hearing more about it, and of course, there's not anybody better at that than McAfee, right, Larry?
That's right. He's like the real expert on photo analysis. He can tell whether something's real or not, and actually, he does spectrographic analysis, so he can look at the color in the photo and determine what elements are creating that.
Exactly. And the way he does I have some of the things he does, I just have no idea how to do them. That's why we send him to him. And he has such great knowledge.
Jim, we want to talk to you about Skywatch International before you get off, but what about that other sighting we talked about in Roswell? I know there's some things happening there. I guess they feel somebody got the camera from them or something later?
Yeah. That was part of the same case, as a matter of fact. Trying to report here. Gentlemen, that next afternoon, after he left work, noticed his camera is missing from the car. His car was locked. And afterwards, he, this was reported. I don't pretend to say that I was there to see this. This is just his written story.
Right, we're not trying to put you on the spot endorsing or not endorsing it. You're just reporting.
He reports them that he was driving north on 283 north of Magnum when he saw a car, a dark-colored sedan, on the side of the road.
Now Magnum's, about 20, 30 miles from Elk City?
I think it's right at 30.
Yeah, Out in western Oklahoma, we're talking about.
Next biggest big town south of us.
Yeah, Larry, remember when we used to have Jim on all the time? We used to call that Area 51 of Oklahoma.
Yeah. It quieted down quite a bit out there from a couple of years ago, but maybe things are picking up again.
Anyway, what happened?
Apparently, this almost sounds like one of the classic Men in Black encounters.
That, in fact, I was talking to Larry about it later, and he said, that sounds like a Men in Black
encounter. Yeah. He came across this dark colored sedan on the side of the road, and with his lights out. He passed it, he noticed the vehicle had a topo lens or a spotting scope aimed up the driver's side window at him. As he passed, the lights kept on him, and the car pulled out right behind him. It followed him all on his bumper all the way to State Highway 9, which is right there in Mangum, and did a U-turn and headed back south on 283. Witness here is saying he's wondering if that was a coincidence or is he just paranoid because of the UFO sighting.
Yeah, and then his camera had been
stolen. We were really wanting to get that camera to look at it because there's some issues with the photographs that Dr. McAfee is wanting to look at it. So.
Well, one of these things, and Larry, you might chime in too on your ideas, Jim, but I think of immediately when I hear these stories like this is, first of all, it could be true. It could be a Man in Black thing, or it could be as innocent as an unmarked highway patrol car with a radar gun.
Exactly. Could be one of those.
Local mounties. Could be anything.
Yeah.
That's the reason you have a nice, challenging job.
Exactly. I always take these until they're looked up by the experts. Really.
Jim, can I ask you a question? what photograph or photographs did this individual take that might have been so provocative?
Well, we have one photo that was taken on the 21st. And we opened it up here. And it's just, he describes it being off to the west of the town of Willow, which I'm sure you know is not a very large town. I don't think I have a stop sign.
the old joke about the entering and leaving sign on the same pole applies.
But, yeah, look at the photo here. It's really hard to describe. Dr. McAfee described it as looking like something out of the old Star Trek series, the USS Enterprise. It's a yellowish, greenish kind of color. And it's, really, there's nothing else in the photo that we can really distinguish. Just the object. It'd be great if we had some trees or some power lines. Something else in the photo to give us reference.
Right.
Nothing else at all.
That's always a problem in a lot of these photographs of UFOs, whether they're day or night, is that often there's nothing in the background. It's just a shot into the sky, and there's no reference points.
Exactly, yeah. As Jerry knows, it was a very clear night that night.
Yes, it was. It was a perfect night to see a UFO.
Yeah, there's no stars in the photo. And that's another issue that we have with this photograph. We magnified it up almost 100 times. We know stars, nothing in the background whatsoever. I've done work with, of course, a ticket shop, and that needs to be some professional tool. And right now, I'm going to leave it up to him and let him make the decision whether to continue with the investigation or just turn it over to move on.
We just wanted to chat with you about the whole thing because the coincidence of us being there and missing it is, I'll never get over that.
Yeah. The same night you're here. I knew you were coming, Jerry.
I guess so. You may have a point there. Before you get off, tell us about Skywatch International. It's really coming around, I understand.
As we mentioned, when we were down in Roswell, I've taken over as executive director of Skywatch. And we have now become a nonprofit research organization here registered in Oklahoma. And we're one of the world's largest. We've got about 1,600 members. And we have our website, which is at skywatch-international.org.
Taken over from Bill Hamilton, who ran that site for so many years, and they're doing a really nice job between you and George Filer.
Yeah, in fact, Larry was looking at that website the other day. They're doing a pretty good job, aren't they, Larry? Yeah, you get to talk to George much?
Yeah, we do. George is my vice president now, and he keeps us real active. Our weekly reports would come in, and we post them up on our website, and we also send them out to our mailing list to everybody.
Well, are you going to any other conferences?
In fact, we've got the Bay Area UFO conference.
You gonna make that one, huh?
Yeah, we're gonna be speaking down Dallas. Dallas is the boss.
Yeah, I talked to the people over at, I think it's Arlington or Irving, one of the places you were at recently.
And we're going down to Johnson City, Tennessee.
Yeah, that's an interesting conference.
And that's on September 24th and 26th. That's going to be a real good one.
Well, maybe we'll run across you at one of those conferences. You never know.
And we're planning to go to Washington, D.C. with our good friend Steve Bassett, our lobbyist, and do a little there at ExCon in April.
Oh, great.
So we're kind of pretty busy getting sandwich reorganized, getting things lined up, and getting our speech together. The new book is out, and we're trying to put it out.
Yeah, let's run that over. Larry, I love this title. You know me. Jim, give it to him.
Alien Menace. And it sounds scary because it is. It has over 100 documented UFO cases involving personal injury and death.
Any mutilation stories?
Involvement. And
any mutilation stories?
Involve not only cattle mutilation, but human mutilation. Yeah. Yeah, so it goes all the way, the whole gamut, all the way from psychological and slight injuries all the way up to human mutilation.
Now, is the book out right now?
Yes, sir. It came out when we were down in Roswell.
Yeah.
And we came back home, and we had our first copy was in the mail when we got back. The perfect timing on that.
Basically, I'd just like to congratulate Jim on his new endeavor here with Skywatch, and I wish him all the success in the world. And we do have a link to the Skywatch site out on our UFO links page. That's been there for some time, so folks, you just go over there and click on that and you'll get to Jim's site.
Well, I don't know, we're going to look at Feiler's report here in a moment and our own reports as well.
Hey, I just want to mention real quick that we talked about Roswell. My talk in Roswell is available there on the Skywatch website as a DVD now, and you can click right on there and buy it through PayPal.
Fantastic.
Stop by and take a look at it.
And Jim, is it true that under the Alien Menace, on page 99, you have a picture of Larry? No, I guess not. Okay.
Thank you so much, Sherry, and Larry, you too. Good night. Okay, good night.
Hey, thanks very much, Jim.
Good night.
We'll be talking to you again soon. You're listening to the UFO Files. I'm Jerry Pippin, along with Larry Dickin.